ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
So, spiritual life has to be practical. As although we may theorize about it, unless we can take action and integrate it into our daily lives, then we may not get a taste, the taste that we're actually looking for from the practice. The Srimad Bhagavatam, the topmost of all the literatures on bhakti and spiritual knowledge, says that when one practices bhakti, devotional service, then one develops natural good qualities. Naturally, we have good qualities, but they become covered over. And they come out as we practice. The vibration of the mantra is purifying, and it takes away various layers that prevents me from seeing my real self and seeing the source of myself, which is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Sri Upanishad, one of the ancient literatures, says, Yarejati tanaijati tadure tadvantike tarantarasya sarvasya taru sarvasya sivayataha. That the Supreme Lord is far away, but he's very near as well. He's within everything, and yet he's outside of everything. He's the closest to us, and he's our best friend. However, when I'm distracted by looking to the world and its various colors, all the variety there, my senses are so externally focused that I can hardly perceive the Supreme within my heart, what to speak of my own self. So the process of bhakti is the direct method of coming in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the sound vibration of his holy name. And by this practice, which is non-sectarian, doesn't matter which tradition one comes from, one can invoke the name of God and sing it or repeat it, and one will be able to experience the results of that very deep and effective prayer. In practical means, we also have to be able to move forward, and there are five steps that help us to move forward in any discipline. And I'll give you an acronym to remember the five steps before I explain what they are. Good devotees know more prayers. That's G, D, M, K, P. Does everyone have that? What is the acronym? Good devotees. Right. Okay, so the first one is G for goals. Srila Prabhupada writes, Srila Prabhupada is the founder of this organization and its teacher. He informs us of the method of devotional service, not only through his personal presence here, through his example, but also through his extensive writings and his recordings. And he mentions in his commentary to the Bhagavad Gita that the mind becomes disturbed for want of a worthy goal. I'm looking in the world to find something that's worth looking at, but never finding it. Therefore, I move on from one thing to the next. So, one must have a goal in mind. And the human mind is especially adept at picking up goals. So, when we take a little time to write our goals down, which is especially important because I may have goals in my head, but until I write them down, they don't begin to materialize. And I mean that literally, because all creation comes from the subtle level to the gross level. So subtly, I may have some wishes, some direction that I'd like to go, something I'd like to achieve. Does anybody have something like that in mind? One person, two. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. Okay. If we're alive, we have goals, but they may not have been we may not have written them down or made them clear. So the practice of bhakti was exemplified by the six main disciples of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu over 500 years ago. And one of their contemporaries, Srinivasacharya, writes in a poem about these exemplary disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natibi Kalavasani Krito, which means that they wrote down and followed very strictly what their goals were every day. So a very practical thing that you can do is turn off everything and find a quiet place in your environment, if that's possible. Get a legal pad and a pen. I recommend that because if you look at a computer screen, anything can pop up at any time and you may get distracted. So go back to a legal pad and a pen. Legal because it's got a little extra room in case you have some more goals. Also, I don't know if this is accurate research, but the Bic Pen Company did a study recently saying that writing things down is more effective than typing. I mean, considering who it came from, I'm not sure. But anyway, for the purpose of this talk, if you write it down, you take a little time, just sit and think, what do I really want? What is it that I'm after? And articulate it in writing, write it down, and you'll find it's almost like magic. That what comes out of your mind and heart, once you start to write it down, it starts to become more possible. And your mind will seek that goal the second you write it down. Once someone gave this military example, there's some weaponry called a heat-seeking missile. Sounds like a terrible thing. I think it probably is. But it's a missile that goes after heat, so it can chase after airplane or jets. It senses their heat in the air, so if the jet turns left, it turns left, then the missile goes that way and it follows it. So our minds are like that also. As soon as we write a goal down and make it clear that this is what I want to do, then the mind will start going in that direction. So G is the first thing. Write down your goals. Be clear what you want in your spiritual life. And this is following the example of the great teachers of bhakti, like the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. So try this exercise. This is number one. What's the first one? G for? Or good devotees, no more prayers. Okay, so G is the first. You should have goals. If you have goals, you'll notice that you'll tend to think about them. In fact, if you're thinking about hitting the snooze button in the morning, if the day before you wrote your goals, what will happen is your mind, instead of thinking, let me sleep longer, your mind will go to that goal that you wrote down, and it will think, no, let me go and try for this. This is how you'll see for yourself how your mind will go after the goal. So now you may think, what's the rest of it? Because I've had goals before, how do I attain them? So what's the next letter? D is for a desire. So spiritual life is based on the intensity, the quality of your spiritual life, and the rapidity at which you advance in spiritual life is based on the intensity of your desire. So I'll tell you a story that once there were two disciples of Srila Prabhupada, and they lived in Los Angeles. They were Westerners. And Srila Prabhupada just happened to be in Los Angeles at the time. And he called them up to his room. And he said, I'd like you to go to Japan and open the Hare Krishna temple. And they said, but Prabhupada, we don't speak Japanese. We've never been to Japan. We don't know anything about the country. And then Prabhupada said, if you were living in a foreign country, and you don't speak the language, but your house catches on fire, one way or another, you'll get the message across to the neighbors that I need help. Is that possible?
Yeah.
Does anyone want to demonstrate what that would look like? She'll do it. you would do whatever it takes, right? Because your desire would be so strong. Let's say the fire is just starting, you know you could catch it before. You would flail your arms, you'd write, you'd do whatever you had to do. So Prabhupada gave them that example, and he said, if you go and you have an intense desire to succeed and you try, then you'll be successful. And they were. In fact, Sudama and his wife Chintamani went to Japan without any real resource, but because they had an intense desire, they were successful. In fact, Sudama uncannily learned Japanese very quickly, and he's still famous there. I go there twice a year and people still remember him. They were the first ones to really develop a community there without any resources, without knowing the language. So I like to call this type of desire a house on fire desire. Say house on fire desire.
House on fire desire.
So number two is you have to have a house on fire desire. And in the scriptures written by the disciples of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describing bhakti, they also say that this is the main qualification for making advancement in spiritual life, is to have a house on fire desire. They'd have coined that, I mean, I said that. But they said, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitomati kriyatam yari kritopi labhyate tata lolyam api mulyam ekalam janma koti sukritir na labhyate. And this means that if you want to attain bhakti, means if you want to advance in bhakti, there's one price to pay, and that is intense desire to have it. You don't need anything else. If you have that intense desire, then you'll find whatever resource. Just like in Ayurveda, everybody know about Ayurveda? Say yes.
Yes.
Okay. Ayurveda teaches that the main aspect of health is digestion. If you have a strong digestion, then you can nourish the rest of your body. The digestion will distribute the food to the rest of the body. So similarly, if our desire is very strong, we also will be able to take in information from many different sources, and not just from books or our teachers, but we'll see even in the environment, wherever we go, the signs that Krishna is directing me in a positive way towards my goal. So the second is you have to develop a house on fire desire. And this is especially done by good association. How's it done? If you find those who have a particularly hot desire to advance, and you have sangha or association with those devotees, then you will also pick it up. You'll catch on fire and develop a house on fire desire. So what's number one? Yes. What's number two? And what kind of desire? And now, what's the third letter?
K.
K means knowledge. And so, the good devotees know more prayers. Yes. So, knowledge means you have to get correct information. So, the word information actually means that, literally, from Latin, that when you receive information, whatever you're hearing about begins to take form, in form. It's like a magic potion where you take something and you pour it and then it turns into a form that you can see with your eyes. Prabhupada speaks in one of his lectures that it's very important to have knowledge and practice. So we have access to knowledge and information that is vital to advancing in spiritual life. The most important is the Bhagavad Gita. Those who read the Bhagavad Gita will begin to develop their minds and intelligences so that they will be able to make good decisions wherever they go. And this information, when you take it in through your ears, it begins to formulate and take shape in your heart just by taking it in. The information is so powerful. So consume the depth of information which comes from Bhagavad Gita. I also recommend the Shriya Upanishad. Do we have one here? This is product placement. Come on, Jessica. Okay, Shriya Upanishad. There are several other introductory books, but the recommendation is to read them every day, to hear something from them. Next letter. Good devotees, no more prayers. So M is for mentor. It's very important to have a mentor in any discipline, but especially in bhakti. When you have a good mentor, someone who can guide you, and it doesn't matter how advanced you are, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vidura is a famous practitioner of bhakti. In fact, he had come to the highest level, but still, he had a mentor called Maitreya. And we look even in secular society, that's top athletes in the world, they still keep someone as a coach to make sure that they're refining themselves always. And this is mentioned by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, where he says, Tadvidi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya uparakshantite jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshina. That if you want to rise in the practice of bhakti, you should approach a mentor who has full information, who's matured in the process, who can guide you in the subtleties of the practice of bhakti. Then, P. So, what's the first one? Second? Third? Mentor? And P stands for practice. So, practice is also like magic. This is in Sanskrit called abhyas. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, abhyasa yogi yuktena chetasa nanyagamina paramam purusham divyam yati partani chintayam. The number one question asked by people all over the world when they take up the process of chanting japa is, how do I control my mind? Because it seems to run all over the place. And Krishna gives the answer in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, by regulated practice and by non-attachment. So if you combine these elements, then you'll naturally make progress in the process of bhakti, and there's nothing as encouraging as making progress if you put the five together. And now we'll take a few reflections, anything that you heard that stuck in your mind. And we have an extra microphone we'll give you. What one thing did you hear that you found valuable that you can take out? Yes, Mahabhagavata.
How GDKM cultivate in practice?
How what?
How goal, desire, knowledge, and mentorship culminate in one's own personal practice.
Yes. And it's important to have a place in your home, wherever you stay, that you create a sacred space where every day you can have concentrated practice. This will give you relief from the onslaught of other duties that distract your attention. And if you take even a little time every day to have a very concentrated, focused practice, then you'll notice that you improve. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote in one of his poems that intrinsically, humans have the ability to rise in time. So never think that you can't improve, because the human condition is one of the ability to improve at any time if you employ these five elements. What else? Yes, Rupanuga Prabhu, all the way in the back. The microphone will be to you in 7 seconds or less, or your money back.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Regardless of our level of maturity we have achieved in anything we do, including spiritual practices, we need a guide, we need mentorship, we need to be guided by a senior person as to what's the best way of whatever I'm doing.
Yeah, in fact, we'll find that the most advanced people in any discipline seek out mentorship because they know that it's important to refine their practice. Sometimes those who are neophytes in a discipline, they think, oh, I don't need anybody, I don't need any help. But Krishna encourages us again and again that bhakti is a culture of guidance, that the more good guidance that you get, the quicker you'll advance. In fact, it's uncanny how if you sit in front of a teacher who has spent his or her time practicing, accumulating knowledge, assimilating it, you'll feel as they're teaching you, if you approach them in with the right attitude, that you're making a download. And as a matter of fact, it's like they're giving you a gift of all their experience, which is already pre-digested. And this is the quickest way to refine oneself and come to the higher levels of knowledge, is by taking mentorship. So advanced people look for good mentors. You should keep a list of them that you can call on at any time. We'll take a couple more. Yes, right in the middle, 7 seconds or less. Just made it.
We need house on fire desire.
Yes.
In order to have bhakti, in order to inculcate bhakti, desire alone is not enough. We need house on fire desire.
You know, I can see from here that you have that. But I want to ask you a question, if you don't mind. Rukmini, can you give him back the mic? Just, why did you think of that one? Why did that particular one stick to you?
Because you have to love Krishna. You have to set up a relationship with Krishna. In order for that, you have to love him so deep from your heart that you have to have house on fire desire.
House on fire desire, okay. And if you have a house on fire desire, then Krishna will make arrangements for you. He will give you intelligence from within your heart. When he notices the heat of your desire to advance in bhakti and to know him, then he'll make arrangements that you come in contact with the right people and the right knowledge. We'll take one more. Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So we actually basically living in a town, like a city, surrounded by a lot of distractions.
Yes.
Even we try our best to put all the strength for the concentration in one mind. So then how we can avoid all those distractions and try to put all of our effort and how we can pay our mind control for being and being
desired. Oh, what an excellent question. Thank you for asking that. In other words, in the world today, there are many distractions, so many we may not realize how many there are. If you take a little time every day to focus your mind, especially on the mantra meditation, and you can learn that, the devotees teach that here. If you practice mantra meditation every day, focusing your mind on hearing the mantra, and when your mind goes away, bring it back. Be aware that you're chanting. This gives you spiritual strength. And the kind of strength it gives you is the ability to see all the movements of the world in relationship with our original divine source, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they'll no longer be distractions, but they'll turn into reminders that everything's moving because of the higher power of the Supreme. And because of that, you won't forget. So that takes a little practice. And you can do it, because you're human. And humans can rise in due course of time. Thank you. Excellent question. And now, to finish, we're going to have a little more chanting. And we'll take advantage of the fact that we're all together here, and we get the accumulative result of all the desire within the hearts of the people here. So I think if we draw from that, maybe we can each walk out of here with a house on fire desire. What do you think?
Yes.
Say yes. Come on.
Natchari Armarman. Natchari Armarman. Natchari Armarman. Natchari Armarman. Hey! Natchari Armarman. Natchari Armarman. Natchari Armarman. Natchari Armarman.